Psalm 74, Part 1, Preface. Believing Christians who walk in the fear of God and persevere in prayer are a wall against the enemies and a defense to the church and the land in which they live. Many a generation and people would be swept away as with a flood of destruction, but for a company of pious souls who daily offer up to God prayer and praise, imploring His protection and blessing on their house, their community, and their country. A strong bulwark of defense is also the prayer of the children. Hence, we should be diligent in training our children to pray, teaching them daily to ask God to avert calamities, war, and pestilence, and to preserve the quiet of peace with its noble blessings. When a nation or community neglects the Christian education of the children, when they are not taught to pray, a most effective safeguard is lacking. For in the 8th Psalm, David says, "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger." With baptized infants, God has established this covenant, that He will be their God, and when their infant lips lisp the words, "Abba, Father," that is a surer protection to the house than watchdog and sword. Ye Christian parents, teach your children to pray. Both the church and the state are in need of their prayers, as the first part of the 74th Psalm teaches. A prayer for the preservation of the church. Maskil of Asaph. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregation. They set up their ensigns for signs. A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, "Let us destroy them together." They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdraw thou thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom. Summary. This is an earnest prayer for the Jewish people and church against their enemies, who laid waste the land, destroyed the cities, and burned up the synagogues, who also mocked the God of Israel, as though He could not save His people from their hands, as did Sennacherib and Antiochus. Most cruel was the tyranny of Antiochus, who, with excruciating torments, forced the Jews to abandon the worship of the Lord and to sacrifice to idols. Now, according to the prophecies of Daniel, this Antiochus was a figure of the great Antichrist. Rightly may we pray this psalm against the Pope, who, by false doctrines, utterly corrupted the Christian worship, converting the sanctuaries of God into temples of the saints for the invocation of images. May the Lord preserve us in His truth, and cause the light to shine unto the people groping in the darkness of popery. Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Thy power make known, for Thou art Lord of lords alone. Shield Thy poor Christendom, that we may evermore sing praise to Thee. Amen.